All right, you've come back for segment three of this special edition of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host on WCGA, wonderful, coastal, and foundational Georgia, AM 1100. And we are discussing today the treachery that has taken place. I told you that I flew in the Arab-Israeli War in 73. We talked about that a little bit. I told you my experiences of preaching a sermon in a Islamic country and being put under threat of death because I dared to preach on 1 Corinthians 8:6. There is but one God, the Father, through whom everything exists, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have life, essentially. That's a paraphrase, but it was not well received. By the Islamist, it is not received by Islamist anywhere, whether he is in an innocent-looking little Muslim group here in America or in any of the big mosques like the Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem that is such a problematic thing. This program, this segment of this program, is dedicated to our dear friends, the Democrats. And in my blessing to the Democrats for how wonderful they are, I assign the verses in Psalms 139, verses 19 to 23. I say this to my friends, the Democrats, who are the reason I'm doing this program today. Surely, Father God, I injected that, thou wilt slay the wicked. O God, depart from me, therefore, you bloody men, for they speak against thee, that's God, wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Isn't that clear enough? That's how I view Democrats and Rhino Republicans, and I stand on the theology of it, and I repeat again now with greater vehemence. If you are an enabling Democrat, if you believe that the Democrat Party stands for righteousness, if the Democrat Party has any favorable perceptions in the eyes of God, then you are tragically deceived, and you face a bleak eternity. Our nation has been polarized for a reason, and all my commentary henceforth, because of it's gone on for a long time, but particularly the first week of September that I'm going to tell you about briefly here in just a minute, because of that, what happened in the first week of September, I'm speaking now openly. As I said, I'm going to be speaking as if I'm talking to intimate friends, but there are people who aren't intimate friends that are going to hear me. But I believe that my opinion is rock solid, and my family and my closest friends will understand that and will go along. I'm simply offering these words to you for your consideration with the caveat of a stern warning that you ought consider them carefully and follow them. The first week of September, I think it was on Labor Day the 4th, I woke up, and I had had a particularly good early morning study of my Bible and a conversation with my Heavenly Father, and some very significant things began to occur to me. And to make this thing as short as possible, I called Wes and arranged to record programs 5 and 6 on the following Saturday, which was the day at which this whole process really began of speaking forthrightly as I'm doing on this program. I also had written on September the 12th, a letter to a man in prison to whom I write a letter every day, telling him that, well, here it is, folks, and you heard me say it in segment two of Program 4. The future is not in the future anymore. The future is here. All those dark and disturbing things that I saw the Democrats pointing us toward, and all those things the Scripture talks about in prophecy, are now beginning to rain down upon our heads. And I made that statement on air. I put it in writing in some letters to some friends, and those of you who have had discussions with me at that time know that. But on air, in Program 4, Segment 2, Wes has a copy of that, and several of you that are reviewing the programs for me have copies of that. And that program said, the future is here. And so anything I say from henceforth that you hear me say on this program, or you'll hear me say it in person, is the understanding that we're now out of time to get ready. We go to war with what we have. And so about a month before this conflagration in Israel kicked off, I had a warning in my spirit, and I said, the future is here. And we're going to see in the days ahead just how correct that is. And I hold myself accountable, and you can too, for all the things that I'm going to say because of that in the future programs. It is important that you listen, because on December the 30th, I'm going to wrap up all that I've done in the previous, at that point, 36 shows by explaining my view in clinical terms of exactly what is happening and what we need to do. All right, we're going to continue this program now in segment 4. I hope you come back, because I have a few more interesting things to tell you. God bless you.